You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. It's very nice to have you here. And we've got a couple of guests in the studio. It's two members of Swallow the Rat. Morena to Hayden and Brian. How are you guys?
Slightly damp.
Slightly damp. Little bit sort of sodden from Auckland this morning.
Yeah. Great weather here.
Oh, love it, eh? Hey, we're talking to you about a brand new single that's just come out called Don't, which is already doing well in the BFM playlist, and we are loving it. It's from a record that you have got coming out later on in the year, which is a split record with Clone, who are a band from Brooklyn, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Clone are a new band with a buddy of mine, LG. He also plays in this band called Dead Leaf Echo, who, when I was living back in the States, done a lot of shows with them. Mm. And we're just friends. And we were going to do a lot of shows together last March. We were in New York together when the state shut down due to state of emergency. Played, one final show with them in Queens. And... then fled the country back here.
Yeah, you guys had one of the most chaotic, I think, get back to New Zealand pandemic stories ever. Did you all get COVID? Is that right?
Hayden never tested positive, but he reckons he was case zero.
You were the one.
I believe I was case zero for New Zealand.
pretty crazy.
That's what I got from Tool.
Yeah. It has been a wild year, I think. That's, no understatement, really. And you guys were going to be embarking on the whole sort of South by Southwest situation. That's evidently not happened in the last year, but you've managed to put out a cool record in the meantime, which we've been absolutely loving, and obviously been working hard because you've got new stuff coming out as well. How has the last 12 months been for you?
Well, we actually recorded this right before we went to New York, the night before. We had a day off on tour, and we just stopped at a buddy of mine, Fred Weaver, has a studio in Pennsylvania, and we just stopped in for a night and tracked the basic tracks for these four songs. And then finished them up here, sent them back to Freddie, mixed them. And been working on, due to the pandemic, there's plenty of time to work on music.
Yeah.
We've still managed to keep playing here, luckily. We've only had a few cancellations. South Island was cancelled with the last lockdown.
Mm.
But mostly it's been taken over in New Zealand.
Yeah, we're very lucky, eh? And lucky that we can, I guess, be able to share this music as well. It must be quite funny, I guess, when you talk to your friends who are back in the States and compare those stories. Does it feel like parallel worlds a little bit?
Yeah, you should see my Facebook feed. Whenever I post doing a show, pretty much everybody's like, wow, you guys can do shows. I remember those.
Yeah, from 30 million years ago.
But yeah, also, yeah. I mean... hopefully it's also signs that stuff will get back to normal sooner than later.
Yeah, hopefully, eh?
Over there.
This is a really cool song, though. Tell us a wee bit about how this record came about. As you were saying, the mates of yours, you'd been sort of working together, but did you talk about what you wanted this album to sort of, sound like, or did you just kind of come at it with your various ideas and see what happened?
This record, I can't speak for their four songs, ours... really, they're just we had the studio time and they're only four songs we had ready to record.
Sometimes it's the way, eh?
Well, I think it came together pretty well, but...
it's all you can do when you're recording through till 5 a.m. over one night.
Yeah, crikey!
We did it, squeezed in everything we could.
That's awesome. It's quite the session. So tell us a little bit about who's worked on it, because is it mixed in London, is that right, or mastered in London?
James mastered it in London. He also mixed the Clone side.
Cool.
We met him through Clone. Mm. We'll probably work with him on the next record in some fashion too.
Mm.
As far as doing a split, it just felt cathartic just to put it together. Also, just due to pragmatism, your overhead is the same if you release four songs on an EP, or if you or you can split the cost and reduce your overhead.
Exactly. And it's a really nice thing as well, I think, to be able to bring, you know, a band to an audience that you've got, you know, different audiences as well. I don't know anything about Clone, so I'm really looking forward to being introduced to their music through this record, for example. I think that's a nice thing that can come out of those kind of collaborations too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they got to hook up with some Kiwis and
They got some radio airplay down here too. Yeah. And
awesome. It's going to be a good one. So if people want to get this, is it going to be on a physical release at all?
You can pre-order it through Flying Out right now.
Awesome.
Live in New Zealand, if you're tuning in for some reason from Europe, you can order it through Golden Antenna, or if you're in the States, through Ref Trade.
Excellent. That's very cool. And it's just going to be called Swallow the Rat, Clone Split. Is that right? Self-titled situation?
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. Nice and does what
no
it says
arguments.
On the tin. Yeah, exactly. The best way to do it. Well, I reckon we should listen to this first single, which is out now. It's called Don't, and it is extremely cool. Thank you very much, Brian and Hayden, for coming in on this soggy, soggy Auckland morning today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Down.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.